StormLakeRadio.com, 92.9 KKIA The Moose, Mix 101.7 KAYL, Chris Bachman and Tornado Volleyball Coach Kim Johnson. Let's talk some volleyball, Coach. Tuesday at Lamar's to begin Lakes Conference play. I was really impressed how, you know, especially that first set, Lamar's must have been really, really good. And they win the first two. Your team battles back, wins the next two, forces a fifth, and then 15-12. What a match.
It was. It was so exciting. And it was really nice to see the girls battle back, like you said. You know, some of our past years, we get to that fifth set and just kind of fall apart. But it was nice to see the confidence grow throughout the match and how excited the girls were getting. They believed they were going to win, and they believed that until the very last point.
You know, you've talked about this being a very quiet team, so I vision, as you talk about that, I envision them getting pretty pumped up and seeing maybe a quiet group getting really psyched up at how things were going.
They were, and that's why it was so much fun, to see them get out of their norm and just really jump up and yell and congratulate mm-hmm. each other and encourage. You know, once in a while we'd make a mistake and they would go to each other and say, that's okay, we'll get this next one. So the confidence level is just improving every single night.
Hey, let me throw some numbers at you, Coach, and you can respond. Ariel Bazzoni, 17 kills, 14 digs, 7-for-7 in serves, 3 block assists, and played a good match.
And what a night she had. And really, she even said last night, she wasn't warm until that third set. So we're trying to figure out a way, we're going to work on it tonight actually, a way that we can get more prepared and more warmed up, ready to play that first set.
Jenna Newman, Skylar Cole, 34 assists out of your 35 team total.
I know, how awesome. They were running all over. Our digging was phenomenal, and our passing got better as the night went on. So they didn't have to run around as much as usual, which is really nice. When we can get our setters involved, then we can get the ball to the hitters.
Coach, let's talk about the next week ahead. Really, let's go an 8-day stretch starting tomorrow with the tournament to Carroll next week, conference matchups Tuesday, Thursday, and another tournament on the 23rd. It's time to start playing.
It really is, and it may sound very busy, but the girls are ready to get some matches under their belt. We've only played one per week, and that's really not enough. So tomorrow we go to Carroll, and we start off at about 9:50 against Humboldt. And in our pool, we also play Arweva and South Central Calhoun. We've played Humboldt already once, and we really played very well against them. So, and that was very early in the season. So we're excited to get that underway. And then on Tuesday, we're back home. We're hoping that during homecoming week, we can pack the field house and get a lot of fans there wearing green or whatever color it is that night.
Mm-hmm.
But on Tuesday, we play ELC. And then on Thursday, we travel to Cherokee. And on Saturday, we go to Elta to play in the Elta Aurelia tournament.
That'll be a good one, too.
It will. It will. Like I said, we're just excited to get on the court and start playing some more consistent volleyball.
Coach, appreciate your minutes here this morning. Best of luck. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Kim Johnson, Storm Lake Volleyball Coach, joining us here at Storm Lake Radio.